Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by one of the founding members of Hootie and the Blowfish, who has released his own album. This is album, I think, 5, called Popped, for the one and only Mark Bryan, who's with us. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. And so, talking a little bit about your connection to Hootie and the Blowfish, how did that all start? How did you decide, you know, I mean, I read somewhere it was a bunch of college students that got together and decided, is that what you were doing?
Yeah, we were a college cover band, just having fun with a goofy name. Never really didn't know if anything would come from it, but we certainly all had higher aspirations. I mean, all Darius Dean and I all knew early on that we'd rather try to have a musical career than just go get what we would call real jobs at the time. And Sony, when he joined us senior year of college, had the same exact thoughts of like, hey, I'm writing songs. I want, you know, we're all writing. We all want to play and tour and all that. And so we dug in, and about 5 years later, everything blew up, which is, you know, still to this day, unexplainable and amazing.
Yeah, a couple of Grammys and all the number one songs, multi-platinum albums. That's a career. That pays for that nice home studio you got back there.
It helps for sure. But, you know, as we all know from whatever you do, the hard work never stops. And it's that was one album, one period of time.
So why did you decide music as a career for yourself? You're a guitarist. You're the lead guitarist for Hootie. Now you're doing your own singing on Popped. So
when I was coming up, my other big interest, I mean, it was sports at first, and then kind of music took over from sports when I became a teenager a little bit. And then I thought about broadcast journalism as, you know, I knew I wanted to maybe study that in college, and I could see myself being on SportsCenter. And Darius used to say the same thing. We both had that same sort of side dream, you know. But I knew that when I was playing music, that was where I felt the most natural, it felt the most real. And, you know, and also the songs that had touched me when I was coming up, I was like, man, I want to do that to people. I want to write songs that make people feel something, you know. And I think I knew early on that was more powerful in me than any other pursuit that I could have gone after. And when the three of us and four of us, once Sony joined, had that conversation, and we were all in on, hey, we're going to try to do this for our careers instead of getting a real job, you know, there was no stopping us at that point.
Now, I remember I had you guys on the show 20 years ago, and you came up in your tour bus and parked it outside in front of our buildings. I remember you guys came in the studio and performed. It was great to have you on. Now, I mean, was it a big adjustment, or is it a big adjustment when you're performing as a solo artist? You don't have any other bandmates to lean on. The spotlight shines on you. What's the big thing that you had to change or adjust to?
Yeah, to learn how to sing. I was never a lead singer. I learned how to sing from singing background with Darius, and he would teach me, you know, the parts and teach me how to stay on key and, like, you know, posture and all. He taught me, he was like a vocal coach to the rest of us at times. And so I learned how to sing being a background singer in Hootie and the Blowfish. And then eventually somebody, a vocal coach here in Charleston, taught me about breathing and how to get a better breath for singing. And my voice improved after that. I think the character of my voice started to come out after I learned how to breathe correctly. And so now I feel a little more confident presenting my songs, which is really all I'm trying to do with the solo stuff I do, is present my songs. I've never looked at it much as a solo career from the standpoint of trying to do something as a career outside of the band. I would much rather make band records. But when the band isn't working and making records, I'm gonna make records and release my stuff. So
you
really
play golf too? I mean, the whole band are big into golfing, and you have a charity golf event.
Huge golf fan. So the solo albums for me were a chance to get my music out there. But now, if I look at it and realize Hootie might only tour every 5 years or something like that, I kind of look at it, hey, maybe I can make a little more of an effort at a solo career and as a singer. And so hopefully you can hear some improvement on my vocals for this album and as I move forward, you know.
So you say this is your finest album. That's what I read. So what makes this solo album different than the previous album?
Well, what makes it different is different styles and writing on different instruments. I'm writing on piano and ukulele now a little bit. And so some different styles have come out. I don't know. I'm also just better. I'm better at all the instruments I play, and I'm a better songwriter and better singer. I think it's my best one yet.
That's great. And, I mean, Hootie and the Blowfish do pop music. Darius does country music. I had Sony on, and he had put out his album. And so, I mean, and your new album has tinges and influences of Americana and some other different genres of music, Caribbean flavored pop, doo-wop, all that is mixed in on the album. So those are all representative of your favorite kinds of music?
Well, I mean, I'm not thinking about it like that. So you're asking the question as if I was like, "Hey, here's my favorite kinds of music. It's not that at all, man. I just write songs, and the songs lead me. They direct me. And if it sounds like a reggae song, then I bring in some horns and damn make a damn reggae song. So that's really the way I'm approaching it. I'm not trying to do anything specific stylistically. I am following the muse, man, in the most traditional sense of the word.
So, I mean, do you have a favorite genre of music, or are you just kind of.
I'm definitely a rock guy from my background. I grew up on Zeppelin, Van Halen, The Who, Hendrix. I'm a rock guy. But I've found so many good songs throughout the years. Just good songs. It doesn't matter what genre or style we're talking about. I've just found so many good songs over the years that move me in different ways that it makes me want to see what I can do outside of my rock background. And that's why I'm writing on piano now and writing on ukulele and who knows what other instruments I'll be writing on. And I'm letting myself I'm le letting that challenge come to me and seeing how far I can take it,
So, you're going to perform for us on the show. What's the first song you're going to
Well, I guess I decided to do some of the singles that I've been releasing this summer from the new album Popped. So why don't we go in order, and I'll start us off with the first single, Coastin'.
Here is the one and only Mark Bryan on Border Crossings.
Toasting, overflowing with emotion.
Border Crossings, and the song is off of the new album Popped, which is the latest project from Mark Bryan, who's been in the music business for a while. And I read you're 57 now. What do you think has kept you going in this business as long as you've been doing it since college?
I think I knew that this is what I wanted to do from a very young age. And I feel very blessed to still be doing it and to still have the passion for it that I've always had. I still have the same excited energy that I about a new song that I've always had, even when I was young. And so, wherever that comes from, I hope it just keeps coming. I want to do it till I'm old.
Do you like the way that the industry has evolved? It's not as much an art as it used to be. It's now more of a business, and it's all about streaming.
I like that the consistent part of the music industry has been touring. If you can go do your thing and play your music live and touch people with that, that's never going to go away. There's a magic to that that people always want to see, feel, hear, and that's never going to go away. As far as the rest of the business, it's hard to put a finger on what has happened since the traditional sales model to now the digital streaming model. You know, we could sit here and talk about it all day, but it's not very favorable to the artist, obviously. And so I just like to point back to that constant that is live touring and how consistent that's been in my lifetime for the industry and how consistent it still is at this moment right now and will likely remain.
Since performing is something you love, tell me about your favorite performance.
There's way too many to name one, but one that's fun to talk about is this show we did in South Africa one time, and it was for the MTV of South Africa. They were called Mnet. And Mnet decided to do a spring break on the beach concert at Plettenberg Bay in South Africa.
Wow. We're on in South Africa, by the way. So
okay. And so we show up and at this gig on the beach, the stage is right on the beach. The backdrop is cliffs. And then in front of us is 15,000 spring breaking South Africans in the sand. And behind them is the Indian Ocean. I mean, this was the most incredible setting and just a ton of people in a place we've never been before, singing along to every word. They all knew Cracked Rearview. We had a gold record in South Africa. And so, you know, having never played there before and then having a show like that was really one of the most overwhelming moments of my life.
But I mean, you do a lot of international touring?
Yeah, we have a lot of stories like that, but that one just really sticks out to me, mostly because it's so remote, you know, like we're far away from as home as we could possibly be. And there were 15,000 people singing our song. You know?
Wow. That's validation when people who don't speak English as a first language know all the lyrics to your songs. That kind
and
of
a lot of them did. A lot of them did speak English too, even though Afrikaans is very strong over there.
Right. Buy a donkey.
We did not have near the success in non-English speaking countries that we did in English speaking countries. But with that said, there's still fans in Germany, Italy, all that too, so, you know, but not near as much as like UK, South Africa, even the Netherlands.
Where were you when you heard your music on the radio for the first time?
I was actually a college DJ, and I may have played Hootie and the Blowfish demo on the air. So I was sitting in the DJ booth the first time.
Well, that's cheating. It's not like you're driving on the highway in LA.
There's no rules. There's no rule. You can't make fun of me for that. Like that's, of course you play your own band when you're a college radio DJ. And I didn't do it all the time. I mean, I snuck it in there in like the new music segment, you know?
Right, right. But, you know, I mean, when you're on a college radio station, you got 10 people listening. But when you go to commercial radio and you like, you know, Only Want to Be With You was a number one hit and you're number one on the charts.
I did have a moment driving down the road where that happened. And it is surreal, man. It is like, wait, that's, oh my God. That's awesome. And I'll tell you what, it kind of sounds different than listening to it on the CD or listening to it on your headphones at home. There's something about that FM frequency that, you know, little hiss, and maybe the compressors they have, you know, whatever, to send stuff to air. And it sounded a little different in a cool way. Get you charged up.
How do you guys feel when other artists cover your music? When you hear somebody else do Only Want to Be With You?
Such a, like, overwhelming, like, sense of, like, oh, my God, we have made this connection. Like, recently, this Jelly Roll version of Let Her Cry has gone viral. And, man, what a great feeling. There's that version of Only Want to Be With You by What's his name from Dallas? Well, I can't remember his name. All of a sudden, he's one of the greatest acts in the world with tattoos on his face, and I can't.
Oh, Post Malone?
Post Malone's version of "Only Want to Be with You," another one where it's just like overwhelming to hear it because it's completely different than ours, but it's still really cool,
That's great. I mean, you guys have certainly given the world a great music catalog. And what is your favorite part of the business? Since you yourself personally, Mark Bryan, you're a songwriter, now you're singing and you're playing instruments and performing and touring. So what is your favorite? If you had to pick one, your boss comes to you and says, "Hey, Mark, you can only do one thing." What would that thing be?
I guess I'd have to. I would pick the probably the making recordings part. As hard as it is to not say live, of course, playing live, I have to look at it as a long-term thing because once I'm older, I'm not going to be able to bounce around a stage and rock like I can still now. And that doesn't mean I don't want to still be playing live. I do. But I think that from the standpoint of getting older and the effect I can have with my music, it's making timeless recordings might be my favorite part.
And so you're at your own home studio, which gives you a lot of creative freedom. You can do your own thing in your own schedule. You don't have to book time somewhere and whatnot. But where are you? Because the studio looks a little rustic. So are you in
Charleston, South
California?
Carolina.
Where?
Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina, where you guys are from originally. So you're true to your home state.
We've all mostly stayed here. I think, Darius got a place in Nashville not too long ago, and so did I for a little bit, just as a place to, when you go there to work. But I've always made Charleston my home, and so has Dean and Sony, and has gone back and forth between Columbia and Charleston a little bit, and we're all definitely still. And Darius still has a place here in Charleston, even though he's in Nashville a lot. So I think we all still, at the end of the day, called Charleston home. And even in the early days, none of us ever felt the need to move to LA or Nashville or New York. Or I think we kind of liked being a bigger fish in a small pond and staying around our friendships and having that. Here's a really key thing: having that easy touring base. The Southeast, you can get to a lot of good shows and good venues within 4 to 6 hours, and so it's easy to do sort of radius touring from the Southeast. And
That's great. You guys have definitely put some great music together and some great tours together. And so, what are you going to sing for us next from the album Popped?
I put out a single last year from this album, but way before I made the album, because I didn't know it was going to be on an album at the time. And it's but it, I went ahead and put it on this album. The song's called "Make It Right."
Make it right. It's Mark Bryan here on Border Crossings.
If you're gonna say something true. Or maybe just listen up and learn a thing or two. If you're gonna say something kind. And if you really mean it, you just might find that it's never too late to try to see things eye to eye. Where it's dark, you can shine a little light. Because you mean so much to me, I just hope that we can see past the lies so we don't have to fight. We gotta make it right. If you're gonna do something, better do it well. Halfway will get you a whole lot of hell. And if you're gonna feel something, feel it all the way. It's a transformation, it's the price you pay. And it's never too late to try to see things eye to eye. Wherever it's dark, you can shine a little light. Because you mean so much to me, I just hope that we can see pass the lie so we don't have to fight. We gotta make it right. We gotta make it right. If you're gonna fight something, better have a cause. Can't just start throwing punches and breaking all the laws. And if you're gonna love something, you gotta set it free. And if it comes back around, well, it was meant to be. And it's never too late to try to see things eye to eye. Where it's dark, you just shine a little light. Because you mean so much to me, I just hope that we can see past the lie so we don't have to fight. We gotta make it right. We gotta make it right.
Crossings, that's called Make It Right. But it's great to have you on the show to be able to talk to you about Popped. I understand there's a song on the album that deals with the loss of one of your best friends.
There is. Thank you for asking. And maybe I'll do that one next. And it's a song called This One's to You, My Friend. And it's got a great story because it started a few years before he passed. We were at his uncle's funeral and his mom walked in. It was her brother had just passed. And I said, "How you doing, Pat?" She said, "I'm still putting one foot in front of the other and trying to find a tune." And I said, "Where did that come from?" She's like, "I don't know." I was like, "Well, we just started a song together." And so I wrote that down and had this chorus going, and I did not finish the song. I just, life was going on and didn't finish it. But I loved the chorus. And then all of a sudden, her son, my best friend from growing up, got a brain cancer, brain tumor. And he passed last fall in 23.
I'm sorry. Condolences to you and his family.
Thank you. And right after he did, I was like, wow, I got to finish that song and make it. I mean, she was already talking about, you know, longevity and all that. And just, I got to make it about him. And so her line is the chorus of the song. And then the rest of the song is sort of a.
And you're going to do that for us?
I'll play that one next. Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's check it out. Mark Bryan here on Border Crossings. And this is To You, My Friend.
Keep moving in time with the rhythm and the rhyme. Bringing love by design. It's sublime, sublime. Keep pumping the beat. Your feet on the floor and your ass out the seat. A smile on repeat and we'll try. Cause I'm still putting one foot in front of the other. And trying to find the tune. Life is a song we keep singing along, even when it ends too soon. And I'll say goodbye to my brother. Someday I'm gonna see him again. It's never too late to celebrate the time we have till then. So this was to you, my friend. You in the way we were singing. Paradise, paradise. Life's worth living. I'm giving up, taking, forgiving. If you tell me what's missing, I'll be obliged. Cause I'm still putting one foot in front of the other and trying to find a tune. Life is a song we keep singing along, even when it ends too soon. I'll say goodbye to my brother. Someday I'm gonna see him again. It's never too late to celebrate the time we have till then. So this one's to you, my friend.
Border Crossings, To You, My Friend. I think we've all shared the same common loss of someone who was close to us, special to us, we loved. certainly during COVID, you know, we lost a lot of friends. And so that, you know, that must have been a hard song to finish and to record because of the personal connection you've had.
There were some tears shed for sure in the writing and recording of that song, and in the sharing of it with his family afterwards and that sort of thing. It's very emotional for all of us, but it was also, I think, a way for all of us to grieve a little bit. And when you gotta love when music becomes that platform that can help you through things in life.
Yes, yes, music is therapeutic. So, you know, definitely, and you can sing songs that have a meaning to you that maybe the listener doesn't really know, and you can keep it private if you want, or you can make it public. But we've got Mark Bryan with us, who was one of the founding members of Hootie and the Blowfish, who are still together. They kind of get together every so often and tour, 5 years, I think is what you said. And in the interim period, the 4 years in between or so, you know, Mark continues to put out music, and Popped is the name of the new album, album number 5. And so, you know, I mean, winning Grammys and everything, what is left for Mark Bryan to accomplish?
I think it's that songwriting thing that we talked about earlier when you asked me my favorite part and everything. I want to keep getting better at my craft as a writer, a player and performer, arranger and producer. I think that it goes back to making timeless recordings like I talked about. And that's not just coming from a songwriter perspective or a guitar player perspective. I want to be able to make timeless recordings for other artists as well. And other artists that I believe in, and I can help them turn what might be one of their normal ideas into something timeless, you know, I just that whole process. And I want to get that, and I want to leave that legacy behind of a bunch of recordings that make people feel something that affect their life, like we did with Cracked Review. I want to continue that process for the rest of my life.
I've seen one of your best friends walking around in the back there a couple of times. Man's best friend.
You see Rosie?
Yeah.
Come say hi, Rose. Come here, Rose. She's walking around in the control room, so she's over there looking. Come here, baby. Come here, say hi. Come say hi.
There you go. Beautiful dog. Oh, hey, girl. I love it. That's great. So, you know, I always ask this question of all of the people who've done all the different things you've done, writing, producing, singing, recording, performing, solo performing with a band. If you could collaborate with three artists, you know, on different songs, dead or alive, who would you pick?
I thought about this the other day. Somebody was asking me about this. Like, okay. So for sure, Stuart Copeland on drums and Flea on bass. And then I've got to pick who the singer would be. And if Chris Cornell was still alive, that's who I would pick.
Wow. Wow. Now he stole my question.
But then he's not. So I got to pick another singer. And maybe it would be Robert Plant, but like it's not the young Robert Plant anymore. You know, I don't know if the old Robert Plant fits with me and Flea and Stuart. Like, it's whoever the youngest greatest singer is that now that I love. Like, because I love those two vocals.
That's great. You got good taste, my friend. So what comes next for Mark Bryan?
I'm planning on doing some select shows next year to support the record. And, you know, some cool markets, probably here in South Carolina, probably something up in D.C., hopefully a New York or Nashville show, and then wherever else makes sense, you know, where the fans would like to see a few songs. And I plan on bringing out a little bit bigger band if I do it, and maybe having some horns and stuff like that, too, to support the tracks that fit that on the new record, and maybe to give the Hootie songs I would do a little bit of depth, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of off on the top of my head what I think I might do. And it's all about, you know, picking the right markets and the right actual shows. We'll see where it goes.
Have you done Christmas music or you thought about it?
A Christmas song that I wrote, this is every song I write, I hope ends up to being a Hootie song, you know, like, and when they're not, that's when I make solo records. Right. So, but the last Hootie Christmas song was a song that I had written a while back, and we finally cut it, and that's where I would direct people to for Christmas songs, because I feel like we really nailed this one. It's called "Won't Be Home for Christmas," and it's the story of a soldier who's at service overseas, And somebody has to watch all our posts overseas, even on the Christmas Eve and Christmas night, right? And so it's for those folks who can't be home for Christmas with their families.
That is very amazing.
Yeah, and so I wrote it, I don't know, 15 years ago, like sometime after 9/11, but 20 years ago maybe, but we finally cut it as a band. And so that's where I would lead people to is Won't Be Home for Christmas by Hootie and the Blowfish. But I do have a new idea for a Christmas song that I haven't written it yet.
You haven't written it. I thought you were pulling out the notepad.
I was going to tell you the idea, but I don't want to get into it. But I won't have it ready for this Christmas.
Okay. You need some other inspiration, I guess, some blanks.
I need a little time.
Time. Yeah, that's a rare commodity for an artist in demand like yourself. Mark Bryan is on the show and making time for us. Now, it's, you know, the end of the interview here. And before I let you go, I did want to ask you if you had any message for the troops who are tuned in around the world, who listen to us and watch us online. And also for our international audience, which is 350 million in 100 countries around the world. So is there any message that you'd like to share with us, with them?
The message for the troops I would like to say is that all of our purpose on earth is here is to serve with whatever gifts God has bestowed upon us. And those of you who choose to serve our country get the highest reward, in my humble opinion, in the end. So thank you so much for your service. And then to the rest of the world, I would just say that music is a platform that people feel things from and share emotion through and all of that. And I hope that my music can bring you a sense of relief, a sense of love, a sense of accomplishment, whatever it may be in your life. And I hope that I can bring those feelings to you the same way that my favorite music has made me feel.
Now, where would people go if they want to get more information on your tour and your music story and they want to pick up your music? Where would they go?
Mark Bryan Music is the best way. MarkBryan Music. That's who I am on Insta. That's who I am at. That's what my website is. And then I think on YouTube, it's Mark Bryan Hootie. So then search me either Mark Bryan Music or Mark Bryan Hootie and all things will pop up.
It's a thrill to have you on the show. We really appreciate you making time for us. Mark Bryan is the performer and his new album is called Popped. And you can pick it up from markbryanmusic.com. You can also probably get it on Amazon and iTunes and all the other places you get music these days. Thank you, Mark, for being on the show. Nice to meet you again. And hopefully you'll be back soon again on the show. Maybe we'll play that Christmas song when you get it done.
Thank you so much for having me, and I would love that.
All right, this is Border Crossings, and I'm Larry London. You're watching VOA TV.